Now, a section of the Island of Geese site is to be sold to the court service for €160,000. Kerry County Councillors voted to sell the site, which is 22% of the overall site area, at the monthly meeting of the council. The former site of the Denny Bacon factory was given to the people of Tralee via Kerry County Council. The sale of the land was discussed at length before a vote was taken to decide on the fate of the courthouse in Tralee. 28 councillors voted in favour of selling the site to the court service, 4 voted against, and 1 councillor was absent. Speaking ahead of the vote, Chief Executive of the Council, Maura Murrell, told the meeting the court service had been clear and that it couldn't provide a modern service in the current building in Ash Street. Ms Murrell also stated the Island of Geese site was regenerated to be investment ready, not to be a community park. Fine Gael Councillor Jim Finucane proposed the sale, seconded by Fianna Fáil Councillor Mikey Sheehy. Councillors agreed the current courthouse isn't fit for purpose, and a number sought assurances that a plan would be made to ensure the existing building wouldn't be left there. Sinn Féin Councillor Deirdre Ferris said she couldn't support the sale until she had this level of insurance. Fianna Fáil Councillor Johnny Wall also stated the people of Tralee were against moving the courthouse to this new site. He and Independent Councillor Sam Locke referenced the potential site from Unpost and asked if more time could be given to allow the court service and Unpost try to reach a deal, adding clarity and all the information was needed in relation to that. Of course, this all comes after the CEO of the court service, Angela Denning, met members of Tralee Municipal District recently. Councillors from the other MDs told the meeting they felt they should have been included, given that they were also voting on the matter. The meeting was requested by the Tralee MD members in relation to that. So it looks like a done deal. With me on the line to talk about this, we have got Canice Walsh, who's the subcommittee of the Kerry Law Society. We also have got Councillor Deirdre Ferris of Sinn Féin, who opposed the vote yesterday, and Kenmare Councillor Patrick O'Connor Scardine, who was in favour. Good morning to all of you. Canice, I'll start with you in relation to this one and where things are at. The Law Society, happy with the outcome, happy that at least there's forward motion, forward progress on this?
Yes, Gerry, we're happy. Obviously, it's a day of mixed emotion because a very large number of our members have very fond attachments to the building in Ash Street. It has served the town and county well for almost 200 years. But, you know, there was an acceptance. We had to accept the assurances of the court service that, try as they might, the site was no longer practical for development for the type of facility they want to roll out. So we're happy now that at last the court service has acquired a site. It's a town centre site. It ticks all the boxes. It's ready and ripe for development. The OPW, who work with them on the design of court complexes, have already had their input into the layout of the site, and they are happy that they will be able to provide the facilities there that the court service has promised us. So it's a good day from that point of view. We must say we are very happy with the reception we got from the councillors on both sides of the debate. There was a very healthy debate yesterday. It went on for over an hour. We accept the position of those who are opposed. Councillor Ferris will be on, and we accept her position that she has grave concerns for the future of the Ash Street building. But I think we were anxious to ensure that the councillors were able to distinguish between the need to secure something for that building going forward and the need to secure the ongoing availability of court services in the town and the expansion of those services. So yeah, it's the way is paved now for the court service to deliver on their promise, and we have been on to Angela Denning, the CEO of the court service, since the vote yesterday. She is delighted with the outcome, and she has assured us she's now taking it to the next stage. The fact that the site has now been, I mean, the resolution has passed, so effectively the site passes over now to the court service, and that means that the court service can include it immediately among the sites available for immediate development, so that when funding becomes available, Tralee will be in there.
Do you expect it will be full speed ahead from this point?
I expect so. We have reminded the court service that the council have now voted confidence in their plans. It was a huge step for the council to take, and we expect that to be reciprocated with a full steam ahead, subject to the funding being available.
Okay. Deirdre Ferris, you were against this. Why?
Hi, Gerry. How are you? And thanks for having me on. Well, look, and what I outlined yesterday were my concerns about the lack of planning for the existing building in Ash Street. There was a lot of talk yesterday about the spin-off and the increased productivity for businesses in Lower Rock Street and revitalising Lower Rock Street, which is great in itself, but to the detriment of the Ash Street businesses, if there is not a plan put in place to have that immediately accessible and used. Empty buildings have a depressive effect economically on those around it. We saw that in the Lower Mall when the Dunn Store site closed. There's now 9 businesses now closed around it. The number of businesses working out of the Tree Shopping Centre are, I'd say, less than half of the shopping centres now currently in use. Mm. That depressive effect is going to have an impact if that building is closed. The amount of footfall that went through and the amount of business generated through the use of the court in Ash Street was hugely beneficial to the economy of the small local businesses working in and around Lower Castle Street and Ash Street. And my concern is, without a lack of a proper plan put in place with commitments, not talks and plans for task forces, because as far as I'm concerned, task forces are nothing short of talking shops for significant periods of time before there is any definitive plans in place. I just feel that it was putting the cart before the horse here. There was no huge discussion around how the existing courthouse, a listed building, is going to be utilised.
Yeah. Is the building owned? Is the building, forgive me, is the building owned by the court service or is it owned by the council? It's a court service building as it stands. Is there some kind of swap going on or what's happening?
That now in itself is a bit of a question. It was handed over to the court services in the early noughties.
Yes. Jerry.
Yeah, sorry, Candice, if you want
just to come back in there. Yeah, it's currently owned by the... It used to be owned by Kerry County Council. I think ownership transferred to the court service. But the court service have assured us in a letter that they are prepared to make the courthouse available to Kerry County Council or to any other public body for alternative public use at no consideration, which means for no purchase price at all, on construction
so
of the new courthouse.
It's the council's to do as it sees fit.
That was mentioned to us at the meeting, the briefing we had with Angela Dennis, Jerry. However, the amount of investment required to bring that building up to standard is going to be massively significant. The fact remains that there was a managed decline of that building over the last two decades. It was well known for all this time. They're talking about wheelchair accessibility, disability services being able to access that building. That has always been the issue there. So there has been a managed decline of the building to date. It has always been known. The amount of investment, and I have been very much on the record in the council chambers, any time it was mentioned about being handed over to the council.
Yeah.
The financial burden that is going to put on...
is huge. Your concern is it's being dropped in the lap now of the council. Work away, lads, even though it's going to take a bomb of money to fix it. Or to do anything with it.
There is this... I mean, like, Jerry, it is a listed building, first and foremost. There is no available accessibility for people with disabilities. The amount of investment to bring it up to any way of a national minimum standard suitable for the use of everybody without discriminating against anybody is just massive. Yeah. It is a financial burden and a workload that the council will probably have to take on. As is done with most state buildings, it'll be offered up to all the state bodies to see if they are interested in taking it over. And if nobody is interested, it can go out to the private market for purchase. But essentially, how long will it take for that? This is something that should have been discussed and should have been put out to the state bodies to see if there would be an interest before this decision was taken, because it is now up in limbo. I know it will take a few years for the new courthouse to be built in the site, which I also feel it's probably not appropriate for what we consider to be a community-based site. You know, it is the community aspect of the new development of the Island of Geese. I myself don't feel it is appropriate to have a courthouse down there. The vote passed yesterday. I respect everybody's decision. I understand the fears that were there with the possibility of the loss of the court services in Tralee, because they are vital to the economy of Tralee.
Yeah.
And the Tralee Town Centre more especially.
Okay, we have Councillor Patrick Connors-Cartin with us on the line of Fine Gael, a voter in favour of it. Councillor Connors-Cartin, you're happy with the outcome in terms of what it delivers. Why?
Yeah, it was hugely positive for all of Kerry and not just Tralee. There was a real and present danger that our cases could be gone to Limerick. It would result in huge disruption, a waste of time, resources, money in terms of Gardaí having to leave the county to attend cases in Limerick, the legal profession, people before the courts. And look, the bottom line here is that the court service deemed the Ash Street courthouse not fit for purpose. There was no They ruled out expanding it. They ruled out refurbishing it. And it's as simple as a new courthouse was needed. And this site at the Island of Geese was looked at by the OPW, who designed the courthouses. And it ticked all the boxes. And it is town centre, thankfully. Therefore, business will be retained in Tralee, as opposed to, you know, Tralee or Kerry losing it altogether, because obviously there's a spin-off business, be it in restaurants or cafes or shops, and that's very important. And look, in terms of the actual building as it is at the moment, the CEO got a commitment from the court service that the court service are to maintain the building, which is very important. And the council will look into developing it with other public bodies. It will take a number of years, and no one wants to see it derelict. And I'm just putting it out there from my opinion. It could be ideal for culture or arts or a sports facility or for education. And there are options there. So it was put down to councillors, and I must say that in fairness to councillors of all sides from all parts of the county, gave very detailed, reasoned and passionate speeches yesterday. And, there was a number of people, four councillors who took issue with it, and that's their choice as well. There was a very good debate, and I just want to thank as well the Kerry Law Society. Kenneth is on here with us, and the Kerry Bar Association as well, for the work that they've put in throughout the years on it. And it's very positive for the county, and I suppose from here on in, we need to ensure that the court service progress with the, I suppose, funding, number one, and planning, and design.
And you spoke to Leo Varadkar at the weekend about this when he was in Kerry last week, and then the Justice Minister, Helen McAtee. Will the money be there, and be there quickly, to get this up and running?
I stated the urgency of this, and obviously the votes hadn't happened at that stage, but I was confident enough with the Taoiseach and the Minister for Justice, and said the urgency of it. So I suppose the court service, to be fair, operates independently of the political system. But Angela Denning seems very positive that they have to get it into the next round of funding. And thereafter, we'll put on political pressure as well, because obviously the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, will have a say. We certainly will be putting on the pressure.
Stay with me in line. Candice, can I ask you, there was another alternative location discussed here, aside from Ash Street or the Island of Geese. It was Ballymullen, the Ballymullen site. Were there already plans and planning permission for a new courthouse, Garda Station, the holding cells there? What happened to it? I don't think planning was ever granted for Ballymullen for a new courthouse, but that's the suggestion coming into us this morning. Was that an option, or was it too far outside of the centre?
I think, Cherry, probably before the financial crash in the early to mid-2000s, there was talk about Ballymullen being developed and the Garda Station going over there as well. But then the crash came, funding ran out. Ballymullen at the moment isn't available. I think there is housing in there. There's modular housing for refugees. It had other uses, and it wasn't immediately available. So, plus the fact that it's not town centre, and the idea the court service wants its court buildings. They're big civic buildings. They represent the administration of justice, and they don't want them off up laneways or way out in industrial estates. They want them on the main streets of the town. And I think it would have been, you go back to the debate as well, then if it goes over to Ballymullen, it might as well go over to Manor. And there was war when the middle of town moved over to Manor.
Yes.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
So look, and we're not spokespeople for a court service here. All we wanted was, we were told that the Ash Street site was definitely not going to be developed. It's not capable of development. And we then wanted to ensure that we would retain and expand services in Tralee and Kerry. And without a site, that couldn't happen. So we had to roll up the sleeves and press for the site. And thankfully, it got across the line.
Deirdre Ferris, if I can ask you, the concerns expressed by a lot of people and some of the councillors who voted against yesterday and people in Tralee were the effect a new courthouse building would have on the idea, or maybe the perception people had of what the Island of Geese would be. Now, Maura Morrell, the CEO, in a meeting yesterday said, look, this isn't a, it was never going to be a community park. This is a place that's going to be ready for investment and development. And that this idea of the courthouse would detrimentally impact that. What would you say to those concerns and concerns expressed to us on this programme by people feeling that somehow there will be undesirable types being up in court? It might become an antisocial magnet. What's your view on that?
Well, my view on that, 2018 it was voted and a master plan was submitted, was put out. And it was always going to be a development site. I think what they have done with the main promenade, linking the two sides of the town together, is absolutely stunning, the raised flower bits. But the misconception out there is that it was going to be a park based on the way it looks right now. That was never the intention. We're seeing a lovely residential unit being put in down there for vulnerable and older people, just like we have in Tabernacle, which was a brilliant pilot programme. And I think people have to be realistic as well. We have one of the largest town parks in the country already. I don't believe the whole idea of the undesirables. You know, Jerry, at the end of the day, a court service is, as Kenneth just said, it is to carry out justice, and you are going to have people around, and they're already around in the town when we have court days. You know, it's yeah. Essentially, my issue with it all, Jerry, is the fact that it was the community aspect of that site and what they're planning to put in there, like a community building, the residential. I don't think it's an appropriate location for a courthouse.
Okay.
And that's my view on it, and
sure.
That's how I see it.
Sure. Patrick, can I ask you, what about the point that was made as well, that other councillors from outside Tralee kind of shouldn't have had a say here, even though this is a courthouse for the county, that you're fully up to speed with the feelings of the people of Tralee in it, with several Tralee councillors, Deirdre, Johnny Wall, and Sam Locke, voting against this one?
No, I disagree with that point totally. I think that it's a decision for all the people of Kerry, for all the councillors of Kerry. It's Tralee is the administrative centre. It's our county town. But we are elected, the 33 of us are elected for all of the county, and we have a say for the people of our areas who attend the court in Tralee. And it's essential that we have a say. And to be fair, the councillors and from different parts of the county were very au fait with the issue, because it's been raised on numerous occasions by myself, by Councillor Jim Finucane, who, you know, spearheaded it from the Tralee side, and from many others. And we were all very au fait with it. As mayor of the county 2 years ago, I met with the Kerry Law Society on site and had a look at it. Many of the councillors, they know exactly about it. And as I say, it has a huge bearing on the people in their communities as well. And, you know, we're talking here about a new state-of-the-art courthouse. It's in excess of 22 million, and it will have the facilities to cater for people with disabilities. For a very important point is that, like, the current courthouse, you could have people there in dispute with each other, and they're just
at close quarters.
Each other in close quarters. There's
not
no privacy.
Not appropriate.
There's no facilities for legal profession. The new one will be modelled on what's in Letterkenny Courthouse, and the OPW designed that, and there'll be four separate courthouses there in it, and you know, all the facilities that are needed to administer justice
in
a modern era.
Okay.
But no, it's a very important decision for all of the county. It's a very positive day, and as I say, it's not just for the Tralee councillors, but
sure.
To be fair, they would have had the consultations with Angela Denning and that.
Yeah.
So,
their views are heard.
Very good.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to all of you for talking to us in relation to that.